It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Saturday marks the start of open enrollment for Americans who get their health insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. And with pandemic-era health insurance subsidies set to expire at the end of this year, premiums are expected to spike.
Democrats on Capitol Hill have made extending the health insurance tax credits the centerpiece of their demands to support reopening the government.
In Wisconsin, more than 310,000 people purchased their 2025 health insurance through the ACA marketplace. That's according to the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance. Yesterday, that office released 2026 projections for how much premiums would go up for select groups of enrollees.
For a look at these costs and what to know about shopping for health insurance now, we're joined by Bobby Peterson, founder, executive director, and a public interest attorney at ABC for Health. That's a nonprofit public interest law firm in Wisconsin focused on access to health care coverage. Bobby, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, great to be here. Thank you.
So the Evers administration releases these projections for how much premiums will increase through the ACA marketplace. What stands out to you about these numbers?
Yeah, I think it's shocking, but it's not shocking when we see the withdrawal of some of these advanced premium tax credits and the pools out there becoming more restricted. That just means that, you know, the insurance companies are thinking more that there's going to be less healthy people in the pools because they might opt out and not choose insurance. But it is a symptom of a problematic healthcare system that we have. Health insurance is going up rapidly right now, and it's going to keep going, I think.
Bobby, how accurate are these projections from state officials, and how much could they change come Saturday?
Yeah, I think that the prices probably are fairly accurate. I think that there's always going to be some adjustments, but these companies have been looking at these for months and reviewing them based upon their projections of enrollments, new enrollments, people who aren't going to re-enroll. So there's a lot of time and energy spent in them. So I think the projections are going to be largely accurate. There's going to be some adjustments, though.
We've been hearing from state officials, from lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and during Monday's press conference, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin pointed to some specific projections from the Evers administration for health insurance premiums in Wisconsin. And here's the scenario she brought up.
A 60-year-old couple in Barron County making $85,000 a year will see an increase of over 800% in their premiums. That is a $33,000 increase, more than a third of that couple's entire income. For more than 275,000 Wisconsinites, care is about to get drastically more expensive.
Okay, so Bobby, can you break that down for us? Baldwin highlighting this data for a 60-year-old couple in a rural area. Are older adults seeing the biggest increase in premiums?
Yeah, I think it's really looking at both, the age and the income level. So these advanced premium tax credits that were passed during the COVID pandemic and through in 2021 as well, I think that they identified groups to reduce premiums for, but that was in that moderate income range that we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. So once those are taken away, you're going to see some pretty big increases in expenses for them, for their insurance, because they will not be eligible for advanced premium tax credits. And that's what the whole, battle right now is over, is how can we extend these advanced premium tax credits to more people that currently have them, that would lose them in 2026? Is this something that we should do? Because they are going to face pretty big increases in their insurance.
So with that in mind, what should people starting to shop on the marketplace have in mind if they plan on, if they see that their plan they're on now is too expensive for their budget?
Yeah, they may not even know it yet. As we looked this morning, the window shopping tool wasn't open yet. But so the window shopping tool usually opens any day now so that you can go in and take a look at the exact cost of the plans in your area. We checked this morning. It wasn't up yet. But I think it's still a good idea to get into, if you have a current plan, go into the marketplace, update your information, update your projected your income information. you know, one of the things that we're telling some of our clients, and it's, you know, it's a case by case situation. This is the thing about healthcare coverage and services is that everyone's got a different set of circumstances. Their income could be going up. Their income could be going down. They could be retiring in a month. They could be eligible for Medicare in 2 or 3 months. So it's really individualized. So it's hard to make large scale projections of like what everyone should do. But I think the takeaway is that it's a good idea to look at your situation and maybe not jump the gun on November 1st, wait some time because things are changing fast. I mean, if there are negotiations that happen, you know, probably not going to happen this week, maybe next week. But as things thaw a little bit in relationships between the president, you know, Congress, it may be that we see some changes and some negotiations occurring. It might be better to hold off a bit before you pull the trigger on securing healthcare coverage for 2026. You've got some time until December 15th to make that decision.
Oh, so definitely keep an eye on what's happening on Capitol Hill because, you know, you can hold back and not make a decision till later in the enrollment period in case we do get more information and insurers need to adjust their prices.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it might be beneficial to wait. It's certainly, you know, you want to make sure you've got coverage starting in January of 2026. So that December 15th deadline is going to be important to keep an eye on. But there's, like I said, there's a lot of other variables to consider. What's your income situation? What's your expected income? How are things going to be changing for you over the course of the year? What type of plan is going to be best for you given your circumstances, your healthcare needs, your medication needs, and things like that? So there's definitely some homework to do, but I think it's a homework period versus actually selecting a plan right away for most people.
Bobby Peterson with us, founder and executive director of the nonprofit public law firm ABC for Health. We're talking about the open enrollment period for the ACA marketplace that starts Saturday and how to navigate increasing costs as federal pandemic area subsidies are set to expire. Bobby, do these projections reflect at all what employees should expect to pay for private insurance through their employer? Is this a bellwether of sorts?
I would say yes, because I think when we look at, you know, at the costs of health insurance, a lot of it has to do with, you know, the pool of people that are securing insurance. So the risk pool is the term of art. And so if people decide I'm pretty healthy, so I'm not going to apply for insurance, I'm not going to take insurance, that means that risk pool gets more risky, and that there's fewer healthy people in there to balance out the people that might have a lot of chronic illnesses or conditions. You know, that was the whole concept behind the Affordable Care Act, to try and build these larger pools, blend the risk, and hopefully help create some market pressures to keep prices down. Well, when a lot of people opt out of getting coverage, that defeats the purpose a bit, and it undermines the opportunities to provide coverage to more people at an affordable price sometimes.
What might be happening right now with off-exchange plans or these alternative ACA-compliant plans? Sometimes they're called through like a broker or directly from an insurance company. What are you seeing there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a difference between, you know, what, just let's go to the other end of the spectrum, which is the junk plans that you might find a website that offers you something that's just too good to be true. Be very skeptical of it. I think, you know, generally going through healthcare.gov is going to be a better opportunity for you, going through a broker or an agent, making sure you're getting an ACA compliant plan, because otherwise you could be subject to a plan that is pretty threadbare, has a lot of exclusions, and you might end up with quite a few more medical bills. You know, people confuse sometimes, instead of going to healthcare.gov, they go to healthcare.com. And it's a big difference in the quality and the types of plans that are available.
So if you want help from a navigator, are federally certified health insurance navigators affected by the government shutdown? What resources are out there for people who want help in this process?
Yeah, that's another one of the, you know, important legs of the Affordable Care Act that was kind of knocked out. The Navigator program was reduced by 90% by the Trump administration. And it's, you know, as you, as most of the listeners know, this stuff is not easy to understand. It's complicated. It's nice to have people that have the training, the understanding to help you identify the paths that are available. Now, Covering Wisconsin still has a Navigator program that are available to help people. There's a website that's for Wisconsin called wiscovered.com that people can go to get some information about, make appointments and try and identify, you know, questions that they might have for a Navigator. And I would encourage people to do that because, as I said, it's very individualized. There's so many variables to consider sometimes based upon your family income, your family size, tax credits that might be available or are expiring. I mean, they'll be able to help you with current, up-to-date, timely information to help you make the best decision for yourself and your family.
Bobby, you've been in this for a long time, working very closely in healthcare access. What are you watching for from lawmakers in the fifth week of the shutdown as they grapple with the cost of health insurance in this country?
I mean, I think there's, you know, this short-term and long-term issues. You can't just, you know, fix the health insurance problem and the advanced premium tax credits without dealing with the overall cost of healthcare. That's a separate issue. The cost of healthcare is sometimes something that, you know, it's a much tougher fight sometimes, but you have to get to the overall root cause of why the insurance premiums are going up. The cost of care is the real issue, and we need to think about strategies and ways to promote large-scale pooling, promote efficiencies of administration. And those are things that we can do, but we just don't have the political will to accomplish that right now.
Bobby, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Glad to help.
That is attorney Bobby Peterson, founder and executive director of ABC for Health. It's a nonprofit public interest law firm in Wisconsin focused on healthcare access. We talked about the open enrollment period that begins Saturday for Affordable Care Act health insurance plans and how to navigate increasing costs as government subsidies are set to expire that have brought down the price of these premiums in the past.